Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Liz Cortez, who has worked full-time with her husband at Rebelfish Local Marketing Agency in San Diego for the past 7 years. They help local businesses get more traffic with local SEO and Google Ads. They wanted their clients' websites and landing pages to convert better, so they upped their copywriting skills and became story brand guides, which has helped them to grow 30% in the last year. Thanks so much for joining us today, Liz.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Julia.
So let's dive into a couple of questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell our listeners, what really inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Well, I love working from home and having time freedom, but I know sometimes, especially when you're just getting started being an entrepreneur, you can just work a ton, take on all the clients, say yes to everyone, have no boundaries at night, on weekends, all that stuff. But it just really inspires me that I can work with my husband, that we've grown our agency to a point where we can have better boundaries. And we probably could have done that at the beginning, and we didn't. We worked way too much. We've been married 10 years as of this summer.
Awesome.
And we never took a vacation. Like, literally, and I hear that all the time. And so as I look back, I'm like, it inspires me for our time freedom, but I also see where we let our clients and our staff like run our lives because we just said yes to a lot of stuff.
Right. I know. And before we started recording, you were talking a little bit about how now you're doing a better job at putting those boundaries in place and not, you know, taking those 5 a.m. calls. And I think it's a really common thing. You know, you can just let work kind of run your life completely, but finding that balance where you're able to take care of yourself and have that vacation is, it's so important too.
Totally. There's this girl here, she's a coach in San Diego, and I've never coached with her, but I remember when I first met her, she shared that she takes off the last week of every month, like no business. This was before she had kids, before she got married. And I was like, what do you mean? You take off the whole last month or whole last week of the month? Mm-hmm. And so that has been like a dream of mine for, I don't know, 7 years, ever since I met her. I was like, man, that's amazing just to have the teamwork and to have the systems in place to take off a whole last week. So what's inspiring me this year is doing that once per quarter, because we haven't had a rhythm of taking vacations. And so I'm like, imagine taking off the last 5 work days of the month in May, June, September, December. And like, just doing stuff that like is fun, whether you stay home or go somewhere, but then you come back refreshed and creative. So that's what's inspiring me this year.
I love that. That's so unique. That's a really cool idea. And so how did you get into digital marketing originally?
So in 2009, I moved from New Mexico to San Diego. I graduated. I was in the health world back then. So I have 2 degrees in the health space, and I was a personal trainer.
Oh, cool.
And moved to California. And when I moved here, I learned about digital marketing. And so back in 2009, I took my personal training business online in 2009, became a YouTuber, became an influencer, went all down that path, had online courses. Like back then, people weren't doing that stuff.
Right.
My husband also, I work with him, and he was in the restaurant industry back then before we met. And he also was really big on the user experience for restaurants through the website, through online. He had a restaurant in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And he also, around that same time in early 2000s, really was focused on understanding digital marketing and using that. And so we both take our brick and mortar local, you know, passion of local businesses, and we mush that together. So now we have been working online for 7 years together at home, and all of our staff works remotely too. So it's pretty, yeah, pretty fun. So that's how I got started, fitness. But then it was like 2015 is when we started our agency, and my husband, we were in between businesses. Things didn't work out with a company that we partnered with and we were going to launch a company with. And so we're just figuring out what was next. And he pitched someone for this like Yelp strategy to a a construction company. And my friend was like, hey, you know, like, I have a friend that does seven figures in that world. Like, why don't you just work for him and learn what he does and then start your own agency? So my husband got a job cold calling for $10 an hour. Here he is, an entrepreneur. He had a successful restaurant and like made tons of money before I met him. Now he's like making $10 an hour, like learning this world. So it was really humbling. But at that point, like, we were figuring out what's next. Like, when something falls through and fails and like you trust someone and get like betrayed, like you just do whatever it works to take care of your new wife. And so, yeah, he got a job there. I came on, we helped grow that company. They were doing about 40,000 a month. We grew them up to 65,000 within a few months. And we're amazing. Like, oh, we could do this.
Yeah.
But we wanted to save up for 6 months before we started our agency. But it was Christmas time and the owner gambled away a lot of the money that was made and let go of over half the company. So there we were. Okay, time to start agency now. So then we were full swing digital marketing. And yeah, that's our story.
Very cool. So, wow, that's such an exciting start. It sounds like you guys didn't have a ton of time to prepare. You just kind of took advantage of the circumstances and the opportunity that presented itself and just went for it.
We did. Bootstrapped and just went for it for sure.
Yeah. So what were those challenges early on? What would you say is like the biggest challenge that you had to deal with early on?
I'd say the biggest challenge, of course, is finances. Like, you know, for him, for me, I mean, when I took my personal training business online, I bootstrapped it. I didn't have investors. I didn't have people, but my husband, for all of the companies that he has owned and built up, there's always, you know, an investor. Like, you always had starting capital. And so that's why we were like, okay, we need to be prepared and, you know, do that. And so that was really hard, but I just felt like things would work out. And we, it was about 2 weeks that went by and we're trying to figure out like, how are we going to pay our bills next month and all of that. Cause we were doing like great, but we were also spending a lot cause we're having fun making all those commissions. And like, it was nice. We were not being very responsible back then. Right. And following Dave Ramsey, we didn't know who Dave Ramsey was or any of that like financial stuff or profit first. We didn't know about that either. And so finances was the biggest challenge. And I mean, that's the number one thing for any couple that's married typically. Like,
yeah,
finances is the hardest thing. And I think if you are working with your spouse, that translates, finances is a really tough thing. And so, yeah, we just hung in there and 2 weeks went by and my husband was stressed out. And I was like, you need to go to the beach, go spend some time with God, go pray, go do something, like get out of this house. Like, you need like to change your mindset. So I sent him away. He came back and got a phone call and someone said, I don't trust that guy you guys work for, but I want to hire you and Liz to do all my marketing. I just fired my team. Come by tomorrow, pick up a check for $2,500 and like, I'll give you that every single month. So our first client was 3-location, a laundromat, and we did all their marketing, like
that's so
everything. Cool. I mean, we would charge a way higher retainer now, but their first client, and now they're up to 10 locations and they're still our client. And it's been fun to grow alongside them over the past 7 years.
Amazing. That's so cool. And then, so how do you guys really differentiate yourselves from other agencies?
Well, the biggest thing, I had someone last week, we drove up to Orange County. There was a new client that came on for local SEO and he acknowledged us. He wanted us to go through his biohacking workout. He has this really cool gym. And so we're like, okay, sure, we'll drive up there. And he's like, and we'll take you to lunch, take you to True Foods. And at lunch, he acknowledged us. He's like, I met with a bunch of different agencies. And he said, what really stood out about you is, like, I felt like you guys really cared about my business and you asked me really unique questions. And he said all the other agencies just had a cookie cutter program, product. They didn't really feel like they cared, but he's like, I like the perspective that each of you bring. Like my husband and myself, we think differently. And sometimes people are like, you guys are so cute, you're arguing. I was like, not really. We just see things a little differently and then we like compromise and come up with a plan. But
yeah,
I say that's what differentiates us and how we just do local. I know lots of people will do like national SEO, but local is what we love, probably because of our background of owning brick and mortars in the past. And even the past couple of years, it's like, I love local business. And I think it's just the foundation of so many countries, like across the world, like local businesses are so needed and so important.
I know. And it's been so tragic to see a lot of the state of the small towns, like they're downtowns now with the pandemic. So it's nice to hear when people really want to support the local businesses. And I know I always try to support my local businesses as well. And they're so important to our community. So we definitely got to support local as much as possible.
I know, it's tempting. It's like, wow, I hear my friends that work with huge like corporations and like huge giant companies. And they're like, oh, we're making so much money. And like, you should just switch. And I'm like, no, I get it. It's hard. You know, we have to work within budgets of these small businesses. And a lot of times as a husband and wife, like they never hire an agency. And, but I don't know, anytime I think about it, I'm like, no, I think we were designed to help out these people. And, it has challenges, but it's also really rewarding and like, it's special. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So I know that you are a story brand guide. So can you tell us a little bit more about what that means and what your experience was like getting certified as a story brand guide?
Yes. So it was 2019 and my husband and I were volunteering at church and we were volunteering on this group. It was a school ministry. So it was like a year-long program. And 5 days a week, like really intense program. It's like people that transitioned. And I was volunteering on their marketing team and the digital marketing. And the director of the program was like, Liz, I don't want you to like do work. Like, I just want to pick your brain once a week. And I was like, what? Like, that's my internship, like to volunteer. Like, sure, I'll like pick my brain once a week. And he's like,
that's awesome.
And then I'll do whatever you say. And so I was like, okay, that's great. And so he brought the marketing team together and all the volunteers that were looking to do all the work. And he's like, you know, I read this book called Building a Story Brand. And I want to apply this to the school's website. Mm-hmm. So we went through the online course together. We just got so much value from going to that school. And that was part of what we did before Cerner Agency. You know, when you're hurt and betrayed and all this stuff happens, like we just needed like an intensive program. Like some people go to counseling. Some people have a mental breakdown and buy a fancy car. we were like personal development, like church, like, okay, let's go all in to help heal just all that stuff. And so, so he brought us together. And so we built our first story brand website for that school. And after we built it and launched it, it was just so cool about the results. Daily email opt-ins. They were doing some advertising. Facebook ads converted like crazy. Like, it's just like everything. We were like, okay, here we are doing local SEO and Google ads, and we never really focused on the like landing page copy, all of that. We just drove traffic to what our client currently had. Mm-hmm. And I just saw, I was like, wow, to get to be able to spend so much less than ad spend, have it convert, have people sign up, the most signups, I was just like, we need to apply this to all of our clients. And so my husband was going to go by himself, and we put it on a credit card because we still were not fully solid and like growing. And we still were like really, really working hard in our company. And he was like, I don't want to go on my own. I want you to go as well. And so we both went to the training. So I was two certifications put on the credit card.
Yeah.
Went to Nashville. And we, that first year we really, really tried to like follow their system and promote StoryBrand and tell people about it, but a lot of people didn't get it. Our clients are like, why do I need to do copywriting? It was really hard. And so by year two, I had applied all the StoryBrand framework and their messaging to our local SEO proposals. Mm-hmm. And when I launched that new proposal, we had four new clients that signed up that month for SEO. And that's, I'm like, so that's cool. Awesome. And our packages are $1,000 to $2,500 a month. So mm-hmm. I have four new clients. It was like, what? And I'm like,
amazing.
I'm like, I should have applied this earlier. Like the proposal, it was like a 1 hour video to watch and then update our proposals. And then it also helped with, typically our sales cycle was about 6 weeks and mm-hmm. it brought it down to about 2 weeks, which was really so cool. Yeah. And so then I was like, okay, I need to apply this to our other proposals and, you know, really dial in our sales funnels that are online so that people are coming in. We put our prices up on our website. So yeah, that's how we got into there. And yeah, I am sold out. I love their framework, but what is tricky is explaining it to local businesses and why could this other person make me a website for $3,000? And why do you guys charge $10,000? They just don't understand the copywriting. Mm-hmm. So coaches are always like, well, go to coaches and agencies and do that. And I'm like, no, we're here for local businesses. So, I'm still trying to figure out like how to explain StoryBrand to local businesses. But, I think all agencies, you guys like should totally read that, check out that book. They have a podcast and it's really, really grown our company.
Yeah. You're the second guest I've had on in the past week who has been a StoryBrand guide. And you've both had such amazing things to say about how it's impacted your agency for the better. So it's really interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. So do you have any tips that you would like to share about improving your proposals with your clients or potential clients?
Yes. I think the biggest thing of our proposals, so we use this software called Newsy Proposals. There's also like PandaDoc. There's all kinds of software.
Proposify.
Proposify. Mm-hmm. And for years, like we use FreshBooks for our invoicing. Mm-hmm. And this little Canadian company up there.
Yep.
Yeah. So we use them. But their proposals and their estimates aren't very pretty. It's like black and white, like
pretty
no
straightforward.
Pictures, no video, very straightforward. Yeah. I loved it because I like to read like that. But for the clients, especially if you're selling high ticket and you're sending a large proposal, I think it makes a difference to have photos, video, like just different size text in the proposal and then have a way to sign it. Like I think getting a signed proposal, I think is really important because like it's legal thing. And so so we got the Newsy proposal and then I took what we did on FreshBooks, put that over on Newsy. And I created it kind of like in a story. So in Business Made Simple, that StoryBrand's like online course platform, they have this course called Proposals Made Simple. And I kind of just like followed them. They have like two or three templates in there. I followed their template, but I made it for ourselves. And it started like, you know, StoryBrand, they have a 7-part framework. And so you start off by looking at, okay, what does my customer want? And so I'd think, okay, local SEO clients, what do they want? Mm-hmm. And then I'd think, okay, what are the problems they're having? Well, they're not getting found on Google. Okay. And that's frustrating. Like, okay. And I just went through that and I wrote out, you know, the story brand framework, the messaging, and then I turn it kind of into a story format. So as they wrote the introduction, as they read the introduction and as they read the problem paragraph, and we went back to the positive of the solution and why my plan is. And I'd say the biggest difference is we used to always lead with reviews and testimonials. And at the beginning of your proposal, people don't care about that. Mm-hmm. And so that was the biggest thing that I changed is the proposal or the reviews are and testimonials at the very bottom. Because I think people want to know what's in it for them. Mm-hmm. They want, you have to like remind them of their problem, what's not working, and then show them the solution and then show them testimonials and what that looks like. And
so you were putting your testimonials too early on in the copy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I think so. And it wasn't, and that's the same thing we do on websites now. That mm-hmm. is a big thing. It's like testimonials go at the very bottom of the website before you get to the footer. Like they don't need to be up at the top.
Where the call to action is.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. There's other parts that are more important. And like, if someone is reading and scanning your whole website, like they'll get to the testimonials, they'll see that the people that really care about it, like for local marketing, reviews are huge, like getting reviews and being on the review sites are huge. So I think that's why I led with it so much to really build up my authority, but that's not, I'd say that was the biggest difference that I made, just push those down to the bottom. And
interesting.
Yeah, that was really cool. But yeah, the proposal course is really awesome.
That's really cool. So what would you say is your success rate, you know, that you have, or your conversion rate of, you know, sending out the proposal to them turning into a paid client of yours?
Yeah. Since we do have our prices up on our website and I have funnels, like I do Facebook ads to texting to I'm qualifying them pretty a lot before actually getting on a call. Mm-hmm. I mean, someone can always book a call just straight from our website, but most of the time, like people are ready to go. They've already read about the package. They've followed us online. They've watched trainings. I do like monthly like workshops. I invite my whole email list to, so they've jumped on those. Mm-hmm. So lots of times when I get on, it's just figuring out which package and they just have a couple questions. They just want to make sure they're going to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. So my close rate's pretty high. And that's, I think, cool. It's just like everything all together. Like I shared with my Facebook ads coach and he's like, I don't believe you. It's that high. I'm like, I think it's just everything in combination. Like when you put your prices up, when you know, really qualify, you don't just book a call with every single person. Like you, yep, ask all the questions. You're like, yeah, I don't know. Like I have some questions for you first, like doing that. So yeah. And then sometimes I flip over to my husband. So we will tag team as well on sales calls. And I used to have a sales team. And so it was really easy to know the exact percentages and the close rate and all that, because I had a sales team and the dashboard like showed every step of the way, were they converting. And now I don't know the exact number because we flip back and forth and like, there's just so much that goes in ahead of time that it's like, it's high.
Yeah.
I mean, very rarely does someone not move forward.
That's like, really cool.
Which is, yeah. Yeah. So definitely check out what we're doing online. You can copy and try it out.
Yeah. So, what is your website? If any listeners want to go check out your website.
Yes. Our agency website is rebelfishlocal.com. And then I have my own website as well. So LizCortez.com.
Okay.
So they can go check out either. Awesome. So I say funnel hack us, check out what we're doing. I don't mind. We have a lot of agencies just learning from us. And we hire other agencies that like, or they want to have an agency. And I'm like, okay, yeah, learn from us. Like, we'll hire you. I don't mind. Like,
yeah. I love seeing the support. That's awesome.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but I would love to pick your brain on sales a little bit. I know you're in charge of sales within your company. So What are your tips for bringing in more leads and closing more sales?
So what I've been doing lately is Facebook ads. So Facebook lead ads. Mm-hmm. So you do a Facebook lead ad. Your goal is to get less than $5 per lead. And if you're not familiar with Facebook lead ads, it's pretty much like a lead generator, but built on Facebook. So instead of making them leave Facebook for a conversion ad and go to your landing page, you just build out like the opt-in on Facebook. And so you can get it for a lot cheaper. So okay. I'm finding this works really well if you have a budget of less than $1,000 per month. So let's say you want to spend like $20 per day. If you're getting $5 leads, that's 4 leads per day. Then what I have is I connect it over to Go High Level, and then that allows me to do two-way texting. So oh, cool. I text them. So I tried this out. I hired a coach for LinkedIn, and that was before the pandemic. And it was just too hard during the pandemic, all that. Like, it was just, everyone was, what do we do? I don't know. So I gave up on LinkedIn, kind of doing a similar strategy, but on LinkedIn, it's different because they're not opting in. You are just ghosts, like you're sliding into their DMs. It's like, who are you? You're marketing to me. So it's like, people are already like arms up.
A bit defensive.
Right. But when someone comes in through a Facebook ad, they opted in, and then you just DM them, text them. It's going pretty well, like get with the communication. Where I am still like working on is, you know, we are great leads from Google, from the blogs we write, all of that. And so, like I said, it's like they go to our website and they're ready to go. But the texting campaign that I'm doing now, they're like just so cold, and a lot of them didn't even read my free offer, whatever they opted into. And so then I'm like talking to them, trying to get them to websites, sending them more resources. And so it just really helps to have just lots of resources to give to people and give value. One of our core values for Rebel, the L is lead with value. And so I've created lots of content, and I have lots of agencies that opt in because I know they just want to check out what we're doing. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't mind. Like, I'll send you some more free offers, like to help you out. And like my coach is like, oh yeah, delete those out of your texting. Like, you're wasting money, like texting them or helping them. But I'm like, oh, I don't mind. Like, you know, if they learn from us and can apply to help more people. So,
hey, it could turn into a working relationship too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what I'm liking right now, but mm-hmm. I am really thinking about going back to the LinkedIn strategy. I think it's tough. Like, I have friends all around the world and in Europe, and like, it's still a tough time. But I'm thinking about going back to LinkedIn and doing my DM strategy over there again and trying it out again. So that's where you'll see me. So if you're over on LinkedIn, come say hi.
Awesome. I love it. Well, yeah, you'll have to keep us posted on what the outcome is of that and which you would prefer, Facebook or LinkedIn. Cause yeah, it's lots of similarities, but it's really interesting. So we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but where do you see Rebel Fish in 5 years' time?
Ooh. So I would love to help 10,000 local businesses.
Oh, I love that.
So that is what I really see. 5 years is for me, but for my husband is 10 years. That goal.
Right.
He's always like, you are too ambitious. But I really, really love other couples that work together, other family-owned businesses. It's hard. You argue, there's differences, but I think it's just so rewarding. So I see that, and by helping them, we are an agency, but I am working on a traffic course right now because I'm like, there are local strategies that makes such a big difference for our clients. And we have like rank you in 30 days before you open your new location process that we do. Like, and we do it over and over. And I'd love for them just to hire an agency, but small businesses, not all of them can. And I just want to have like some more affordable options. So that's what I really see. And cool. I really believe that that's what's going to help grow our company more. In the next 5 years. So that's what's coming down the line, which I'm excited about. My husband's like, there's so many SEO and all these courses. I know, and I'm like, I know, but we do things a little differently. And I don't care if there's like a ton out there. Like, you know, I really want to help out these 10,000 local business owners.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think that's such a great idea. Very exciting. So let's get started with the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
I made a list of my Fast Five, but I said Unshakable by Tony Robbins. Oh, okay. That made a big difference for my husband and I. We went to Wealth Mastery last year and we just saw like to really hit, you know, Falling Dave Ramsey is awesome, but we needed a coach who was more aggressive and like for like retirement or just the responsible things that we should be doing as business owners. So I really liked what I learned from him, and that's just opened up more advanced like real estate investing and stock market investing programs. So we diversify with our agency. I think everyone is kind of like, if you only relied on one source of income, it's kind of tough. Like if things dry up with everything going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Awesome. I love that book suggestion. And what does your morning routine look like?
So I wake up at 5:15 every morning.
Nice.
Early riser. And I do Egoscue. It's like the stretch routine. It helps like with chronic pain or neck pain, stuff like that. So in the morning that while I'm making green tea. And sometimes I do other stretch routines like YouTube videos, but I like to do a little stretch first. Then I pray for my husband and I do a daily grief book. So my mom passed a year and a half ago, and we've had just like a lot of people, I'm sure you've lost people. And so there's this little daily grief book. So I get a little sad, but I think that's important. So then you can be fresh when you're working throughout the day and not just like ignore like those emotions and stuff like that. And then sometimes I read the Bible or pray more, or three times a week I do a Zoom workout with some friends. So that's fun.
Oh, cool.
But by 7 a.m. I'm like getting dressed, getting ready for my work day. And I'm very strict on time blocks. Like we don't have kids. So I know my routine may look very different, but it's very quiet. No one is awake. And I'm just in my little zone, and that's, I think, what makes me just so productive during the rest of the day.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. That sounds like an amazing morning routine. I love it. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
So the one that I've been studying the most is Donald Miller. And, this past year they did hire another CEO, Doug Klein. He was really cool. He worked for some other companies, and they really like brought in a bunch of tools. And so Donald Miller does this monthly coaching with us, like coaches and guides, and where he is really like helping analyze our businesses and guide us from what they learned through growing their company. And so they have done a lot of trainings over the past years on how to like run your company a lot better and more efficiently and all that. So I've been following him, but this question made me think like, I want to expand and not just have one person, like some other CEOs would be cool. So I'm curious, to look into some other ones, not just him.
Yeah, definitely. I get varying answers to this question. Some entrepreneurs don't really follow very many CEOs at all. And then others, you know, it's like you're sort of like the classics like Elon Musk so there's so many CEOs out there that you can learn from.
I love some other couples that work together. I'd love to follow some. There's some that I did follow for a while, but then they got divorced, like a lot of people during the past couple of years. And I'm like, okay, some other couples that work together that are successful and like rocking it, like I yeah, that's what I'd like to see some more. Some like,
yeah, that's true. There's not too many that you hear about. So no. Interesting. Love it. And what is your favorite online tool?
Calendly.
Love it.
Calendly is my favorite.
Organizing. So handy.
It gives me all my prep for my meetings. Calendly is good. They actually, when they first launched, they interviewed me during that first year because they're like, you use Calendly the most. You have the most appointments. This is back when I had a sales team. They're like, you have the most appointments like out of any of our users.
So they interviewed me. No way. That's so cool.
And they were like, what the heck? And what are you doing? And I had it like, I think I had 15 different appointments depending on what specifically I was doing. It was like 300, I don't know, crazy. Like
that is so funny.
300 a week or something crazy.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Another handy little tool I've just recently started using is Boomerang, and it's a Chrome extension. Do you use Boomerang?
My husband does. I don't use it though.
It's awesome. And then, you know, if you're like, can't sleep and you're, you know, sending emails in the middle of the night, you can just delay sending them until the morning. So yeah, it's such a simple little just Chrome extension. It's so handy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
To create a rhythm of rest.
Okay. So very nice.
We didn't really take vacations. We were just hustling. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's important to, like, when I say rhythm, like a rhythm of taking quarterly trips or just blocking off your calendar for a week and staying home and like just
yeah,
doing something different than normal work routine, or blocking off 2 days a week. No, I know not everyone takes off the weekends. But taking off 2 days a week where you're just not working on your business, and you're able to spend time with your family or your friends or do stuff around your house or whatever. I think when you're running an agency and you have so much demand on you for your clients, mm-hmm. and they want ROI, you have to be creative. You have to be strategic. I've really found the past year, I'm only like a year into this. Mm-hmm. Maybe the 1 day a week I've been doing, taking 1 day a week for maybe 3 years, but the 2 days a week, we've done that for 1 year. And then we took one trip, our very first trip in 10 years last year. So I'm a newbie, but it is like making such a big difference.
That's so cool.
Be more strategic. And I have burnt out in the past. And I think there's even just more demand on us as agency owners and digital marketers that it really, you need to take time to rest and not just drink and booze it up. like life-giving, or like, I don't know, get into nature.
Yes, absolutely. And do you find that you're more productive when you take more of that time off for your self-care?
Yes. Yes. And I do daily things for self-care, which I don't have kids. So all the moms and dads out there, you know, not yet, but, yeah, I've just seen it so, so important. Part of why we are part of like what was going on when we started agency, I developed chronic pain. So that was a big part of just closing down the fitness journey that I was on with my business, closing that down. And So with managing chronic pain, you really have to be aware of your daily rhythms and what you do to manage that and making sure that you're doing all those things. And so for me, yeah, it's been a 7-year journey of like figuring out what is that rhythm that keeps the chronic pain down so that I can be on and really take care of our clients. Cause that brings me a lot of joy and it's fun.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Liz. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. I really enjoyed learning about your journey and building your agency. So thank you again.
Thank you, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.